Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about trying to sell cattle in the midst of this pandemic panic. Back on that in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to ExpressRanches.com. Right back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls house flies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Bite back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Looking at where we are right now in the cattle industry by some of the latest numbers, Cattle on Feed report was out on Friday afternoon. On feed numbers dropping 5% from a year ago, April 1 to April 1, at 11.3 million head. Placements for March down 23% from a year ago, and marketing's up 13% from 1 year ago. Thing is, marketings are falling sharply now as you look at the April numbers. This last week's federal slaughter is estimated now at 460,000 head. That's 180,000 head down from a year ago. The numbers of market-ready cattle being backed up very serious. The problem seems to be compounding right now. We sold some cattle toward the end of last week at $95 a hundred weight. That is well down from break-even. A lot of money being lost out in the feedlot country on these cattle as they're being sold. At the same time, though, wholesale box beef trade at a record high by a lot. On Friday, we had the choice beef now on the carcass basis, $293.37 a hundredweight. That's about $30 above the all-time record before this year. Ross Wilson, who's the top hired hand for the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, told our colleague Kerry Martin from Texas at the end of this last week that when you look at the overall situation, it's about as bad as anybody can remember in the business.
We're in unprecedented times. We've never seen this type of market volatility. You can go back to the recession of 2008. You can go back to BSE in 2003. And we know what happened for a period of time with the markets then. We're significantly higher in market volatility challenges now than we were at those times.
It's being reported that it's getting harder to market all the cattle you want to market. Packers are informing suppliers that some forward cattle contracted for April will not be harvested until well into May. Formula cattle that have always been guaranteed a home, in some cases, don't have a home. And Ross Wilson says, yep, it is a problem for their member feedlots.
It is affecting the feed yards, all the feed yards in the country. It's affecting the feed yards in the Midwest more, just because traditionally they've marketed more of their cattle on a cash trade than on a grid or a formula basis. But in fact, one of the goals that our leadership has is to increase our negotiated trade, whether it be cash or grid-based, which allows producers to benefit from negotiated premium schedules. But so we're in the process of working to increase our negotiated trade. But yes, you're very accurate in saying that that cash trade is down. Some of the packers are continuing to pursue that more aggressively than others, just because those cash cattle are backing up, not as much in our part of the world as in the Midwest. But as I think you can appreciate, and we saw this when the Finney County Tyson plant at Holcomb, Kansas, closed because of the fire back in August, those cattle had to go somewhere. Some of them came south. And when that happens, thankfully that was a short period of time, they displace other cattle. The same thing is happening with the northern cattle today because of the slowdowns and plant closures up north. Those cattle are coming south. Our members have been told by the local packers that they're going to have to move some of their April cattle into May and May cattle into June to make room for these northern cattle. So, even though a plant closure happens up north, it ripples nearly through the entire industry.
Ross Wilson with Texas Cattle Feeders. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with our next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.